The Sisters of Charity of Leavenworth, or SCL, announced this week that they will be coming to Denver. Chris, I must admit that I have not heard of SCL before, but you were telling me that they've already had a long history here in Colorado.
That's right. SCL is a nonprofit Catholic health system that started in Leavenworth, Kansas, way back in 1864. The group operates four hospitals in the state, including Exempla Good Samaritan Medical Center in Lafayette, Exempla St. Joseph in Denver, Exempla Lutheran Medical Center in Wheat Ridge, and St. Mary's Regional Medical Center in Grand Junction. Overall, SCL is a $2.7 billion health system that employs 15,000 people, including 8,000 in Colorado.
Well, what impact will this pending move have on Broomfield?
Denver itself will gain about 150 to 200 jobs located at the new SCL headquarters that will be located in the Diamond Hill Business Park near downtown. But the balance of SCL's Colorado employment will be in Broomfield, up to about 550 jobs over the next several years. SCL will occupy space on the Oracle campus in the Interlochen Business Park on U.S. Highway 36.
Now, are these healthcare-related jobs, doctors, nurses?
Not exactly. These will be mainly administrative and information systems jobs, with some workers relocating from Kansas and others hired locally. But anytime we see 750 jobs coming into the state, it's significant.
Indeed. Now, Chris, it's probably smart not to ask the why question when it's a done deal, but I will anyway. Why is SCL moving its corporate headquarters here to Colorado?
The 8,000 people currently employed in the state by SCL offers a good hint. SCL's four Colorado hospitals account for 52% of the company's revenues. And company officials say the move will make it easier to administer the company. Denver International Airport also will facilitate travel to the three other states where the company has operations.
Financial incentives always seem to be a part of any big economic development announcement. I'm sure that's the case here, too.
Absolutely. Incentives were offered to the tune of about $1.8 million. That includes job creation funds from Denver, Broomfield, and the state. Most of those dollars will be delivered as jobs are created.
Chris, early on you mentioned that this move would probably create more than 700 jobs between Denver and Broomfield. What overall impact is that going to have on the state's economy and specifically in the Boulder Valley?
Well, economic development officials say that this move really solidifies Denver and Colorado's position as a center for the healthcare industry and as a center for corporate headquarters. Beyond that, this sizable number of jobs will benefit the retail, hospitality, and real estate industries. Not only are sizable chunks of commercial office space being absorbed, but this will also give a shot in the arm to the housing market. Additionally, SCL has made no secret of its goals of acquiring other hospitals. The company was in the running for management of Memorial Hospital in Colorado Springs. That's a management contract that eventually went to University of Colorado Hospital and Poudre Valley Health System. But SCL is definitely in the game, and we might see it attempt other acquisitions or management contracts in the future.
All right, Chris, thank you.
Thank you.
Chris Wood is the publisher of the Boulder County Business Report. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.